Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to conquer the chore war once and for all. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar or head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool you can use to solve the problems in your marriage. So just visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to conquer the chore war once and for all. Let me start by telling you a story. My client Melissa was frustrated with her husband for many reasons, but one of the biggest complaints she had was that he didn't help her enough. And this is a complaint that I have certainly heard from many women before. For Melissa, one of the easiest examples for her to point out that was on her mind at the time we were talking was that he never helped her carry in the groceries. It made her feel angry. And you can translate that as uncared for or unloved, right? Anger is usually masking something else underneath. But it just made her angry that he would just continue doing what he was doing while she would do all of the work of going back and forth to the car, bringing in all the groceries. It made her feel unloved, like he didn't care. So she would get angry and she would give him the silent treatment. And this actually went on for years. Melissa would come home with the groceries, carry them in by herself, get angry because her husband didn't help, give him the silent treatment, and then the whole rest of the evening would be ruined. Melissa assumed that by giving her husband the silent treatment, that he would read her mind and know that she was bothered by the fact that he didn't help carry in the groceries, and that he would maybe then realize it and start helping her carry in the groceries. But her husband never got this message. And it's not just him. Like, this is a mind-reading thing, right? Like, she was really hoping he would read her mind. But most men, even us women, were not really good at that. But what her husband did do was he got angry and he withdrew into his man cave. So Melissa's tactic did not work. Yet she kept repeating it over and over again because she just really didn't know any other way. That was how she was, I guess, programmed to communicate her anger and her frustration. And she thought by doing that, it would fix the problem, but it didn't. And part of the reason why it didn't work is obviously her husband wasn't getting the message, right? But also because giving the silent treatment to a man is a very surefire way to tell him that he is being criticized. And when a man feels criticized, his defenses go up. So instead of thinking, I should help my wife, he subconsciously thinks, she doesn't think I'm good enough, or she thinks I failed. These thoughts are very deeply hurtful to him. And the way that he shows that is his response of anger and withdrawal. For a man, that's how like they put on armor to protect themselves. It's kind of like suiting up for battle. So no matter how much he loves you, this reaction is built in. It's instinctual. It's how they're made. So there needs to be another way, right? This fact that this woman, my client Melissa, was not getting help around the house is pretty common in many marriages. Most of us feel like there's an imbalance from time to time, at least anyway. And the thing is, this problem is actually ending marriages. On a recent survey, disagreements about household chores was cited as one of the top three reasons for couples who got divorced, right below infidelity and drifting apart. Holy cow, girls, that's crazy. And that's sad. Are we really ending marriages because we can't agree who should carry in the groceries or who should clean the toilet? Right? Like, that sounds crazy when you say that like that. But I know as a wife, in everyday life and in the heat of the moment, especially with us wives, we feel like we're juggling so much that it feels infuriating and unfair when we feel like we're doing the bulk of the chores. So I definitely want to acknowledge that. Like, these feelings that we're having are real and they're happening. But would you guys agree with me that when you step back and look at it, that is a sad reason for a marriage to end, you know? And the truth is, it's not the chores that are the problem. Maybe it stems from some of the beliefs about the chores, like who should do what. Maybe you grew up in a house where the man took care of all of the outside chores, but your husband despises working outside, and so there's conflict there because of that. Or maybe your husband's mom did all the ironing for his father, so your husband thinks that you should be doing all of his ironing, and there's conflicts because of that. Or maybe you're like my client Melissa, and you just want to be acknowledged and get some help from time to time. So many possibilities. Have you and your husband ever had a conversation about who should do what? Or did you just assume how things would go? You might be surprised how many of us have not actually had this conversation. Crazy thing is, this lack of communication, this lack of having this conversation is getting in the way and causing resentment to build. Another thief of your marriage joy in this situation is that criticism I mentioned earlier. When we criticize our husbands for how they do the chores that they are doing, they might actually stop trying to help. I'm pretty sure I have been in this boat many moons ago in my marriage. Because when they think no matter what they do, it's not right, they eventually stop trying to help. So it's another communication barrier, and it's resentment building, and it's because our husbands feel criticized that they can't do it right anyway, so why should they try? They should just let us do it. I mean, how many times have you just jumped right in there and said, oh, just never mind, like, let me do it, right? I'm pretty sure so many of us have been there. So that's a real thief there of joy and peace in our marriage. And so, you know, the thing is, there's not exactly one way to divide the labor in your home. Every family is going to do it differently. Obviously, it depends if you have both working parents, it's going to be different, or if you have one stay-at-home parent and one working parent, it's going to be different. And when you have, or if you have someone working part-time and someone working full-time, or maybe, you know, just those beliefs that I mentioned earlier, like you guys might divide your chores based on who you think should be doing what. But what's really important, no matter how you divide your chores, it doesn't matter how anyone else is dividing their chores. What really matters is that it works for both of you and that you're both honest about what you can and can't do. So today I thought I could give you a little three-step process for how you can work toward resolving the chore war in your home if you're having these struggles right now. The first thing to do, I wonder if you've ever done this, but is to write down what all of the chores are and how often they need to be done. Now make sure you include inside and outside chores, unless of course you are already farming any of those chores out. And then you might want to think about, you know, what's most important, but just writing them down. Right? The regular things, dusting, vacuuming, sweeping, dishwasher, all of the different chores. So then you can each take the list and write your name next to the chores that you will do. And you can talk about, based on your circumstances, who will do more of the chores or who will do less. But maybe just start with what you're willing to do and what your husband's willing to do. And I'm guessing once you get there, there are going to be a few chores or some chores that neither one of you wrote your names next to, right? This is where the sticky parts can sometimes come in. So what do you do then? What do you do with these chores that neither of you wants to do? Well, you can really let your creativity reign here, but some ideas. Could you take turns on those chores? Meaning maybe you do them 1 week and your husband does them the next week. Or could you agree, each of you, to take on the one chore that your husband hates and he takes on the one chore that you hate? just for the sake of loving each other and working together? Could you both work on the less desirable chores together? I just had a client telling me about that the other day, that she hopped in and worked on it with her husband, right? Or could you hire it out? I know we don't always have extra money or feel good about spending money on that, but if you're really in an impasse and it really is something neither one of you wants to do, and you know, looking at it, could you hire it out? And think about how you could be blessing other people by hiring certain things out, I might add. I like to feel that way about, I do have some cleaning help, and I love her. She is awesome. She does a beautiful job on my home. It helps me so much, and I do feel guilty about spending the money, because could I physically do all that cleaning? Yes, I could, and I do feel guilty about spending it. But I try to tell myself she's helping me with my priorities of spending more time with my children and my husband, and I am blessing her with an income. She has her own business, and she has clients, and so I try to remember I'm blessing her too, okay? So, another idea. What about your kids? Are they old enough to do it? I bet they are. I personally think I don't ask my kids to do enough, but that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day, right? So you see, there's lots of solutions. So try to work through those projects or chores that have no names next to them and see what you can do to get some names next to them and be in agreement on that. So step two, once you have your action plan, yay, that's huge, and you've had a conversation and you've opened up the lines of communication and you've gotten to know your husband better, right? Because you know better now more about what he wants to do, what he doesn't want to do, and maybe why, and maybe how he grew up in his house and why things are different. Okay, so back to step two. Step two, once your action plan is in place, be sure to regularly show appreciation for the chores your husband does. Like every time you notice him doing one of the chores, thank him or compliment him. I am serious about this. Gratitude gets right to your husband's heart. It makes him feel respected for the time that he puts into helping you and your household. And we all want to live with a man who feels respected because he is a happy guy. They thrive on respect. Men need respect like they need oxygen, right? It's also kind of you, right? Kindness is a wonderful character strength. It's very kind of you to thank him for the work that he's doing around your house for you and your family. And thirdly, there is this super cool benefit that happens. When people receive praise for a job well done, they are more likely to do it again. Seriously. So thank your husband often and lavishly. So that's step two. Step three, okay, do not, under any circumstances, micromanage the chores your husband takes. This is a tough one. Take it from a firstborn type A control freak like me. I know. If your husband agrees to be responsible for, say, emptying the dishwasher, but he puts the pots in the wrong spot in the cabinet, it's not how you like it, don't criticize him for it. I mean, you might have to ask him if he knows where they are, if he can't find them, of course, if he really did a number on putting them away. But by all means, don't criticize him for it. Because like I said earlier, that's going to make him stop. And this wonderful action plan that you've just come up with is going to come to a screeching halt because he'll be like, see, I can't do it right anyway. And so he'll just let you do it. So if you're going to let your husband do something, you got to let him do it. I know, it's hard. Like, really. Overall, let's remember that our spouse is our teammate. He's not our enemy. He should be our best friend. We're not on separate sides of this household chore war. We want to make it so we both win. There should be no losers in the chore war, right? This is our home. And neither of us gives 50% or 50% or 30% and 70%. We're both giving 100% of who we are. And so it's really important to open up those lines of communication and make sure that you both understand who does what and show each other gratitude for what you do and not criticize each other as well. Girls, I know this is easier said than done. If you would like a little guidance or maybe some accountability as you work on it, please reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you, and I would love to help you along on your journey. Thank you so much for listening in. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember that Marriage Makeover Guide on my website will help you fix challenges in your marriage, including this one. And in fact, this is the very example that I give in the Marriage Makeover Guide. And so if you download that guide, you will be able to see what Melissa did to fix her problem. It was pretty cool. Okay, so you can download that for free. And also on Facebook, remember, join me in the Happy Wives community. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next week.